Squirrels and Robots, episode 93. Thank you, Ephraim and Tyler, for the tips and or donations, or whatever is the acceptable form of labeling money given to you by people who like your stuff. You know, I'll think it's tips, because, you know, technically, donations are usually for charity.
Well, are we not charity cases at this point?
Yeah, us and the rest of the world. Hey, Uber Rich, give the rest of us a living wage. Thanks.
Tyler had a question.
Yes, I know. Let me get to that.
Tyler had a question.
All right, fine. Tyler actually asked a question, and I quote, question for the cast. You can have a conversation with one of these three comics, Robin Williams, George Carlin, Chris Farley. Who do you choose, and why?
Oh, I know the answer.
Let me just do this. All right. For me, George Carlin, easy. Why? Because he was an observational genius.
You know, I was thinking Robin Williams, actually. Well, I mean, depending on the day you get him, you know? It's like, am I getting morbid comedy comes from a dark place, Robin Williams? Or am I getting the I am always on and in your face and can't stay still for a moment, Robin Williams?
So, you know, roll out a dice on that one.
Chris Farley, final answer. Because I want to learn how to fall over things and shake my booty like a Chippendale dancer in the 90s and live down by the river. Because it seems like a peaceful existence.
Oh my god.
Josie.
Yes?
Which one would you want to meet?
None of the above, actually. I'd rather meet Stephen Wright, as his docile tones are very reminiscent of an uninfused robot.
Well, there you go. Thanks again, Tyler and Ephraim.
Did you know the name Ephraim means fruitful?
Well, did you know that Begley is from the Gaelic Obeglach, which I'm sure I just butchered, but essentially it means little hero.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I'm very heroic.
Did you see my mohawk?
Yeah.
What does Pilsy mean?
Animal byproduct of over-medicated society.
That's exactly what I thought.
And what does phony mean, then? Frothy. Frothy with anger. Right, then? So, let's get this out of the way now. Oh, God. Bobby Zombie released a partial cast photo of the Munsters. And, of course, Sherry Moon Zombie is gonna play Lily Munster. So, yeah, no surprise there.
Why is she in every movie Rob Zombie makes?
Dude, I don't know. Maybe she makes life a living hell at home if she's not. You know, that's harsh. You know, Bobby Zombie. Whoosh, come on.
Does Sherry Moon Zombie have the range to play Lily Munster?
Well, I don't know how dark Bobby Z is gonna make this. I mean, ye olden Munsters, they were pretty polite. You know, they were kind of campy, considering. So I have no idea what direction this is gonna go. And do we need a really gritty Munsters at this point?
I like old Munsters. Like I like old Addams Family. But today's world is all sorts of poopy, so no fun to be had, even though the animated CGI Addams Family wasn't terrible. It was okay.
Yeah, I mean, the world needs more spooky stuff, so anything spooky is kind of a win as long as it's representing the genre well. You know? If it does, I'll be okay with it.
Yeah, but, you know, that can kind of go either way, right? Like, everyone in the horror community wants more horror. You know, they want more films. But we all just seem to get these low-budget jump scares, which are, you know, kind of lame at their core. So it's kind of like a double-edged sword, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe I should stop giving a crap about any of this. It's like, at this point, it's just getting silly to even bicker about any of this nonsense. Like, I feel we're all just stressing out over how our favorite franchises are getting destroyed by corporate greed at this point.
This is why I only watch Transformers from the 80s, because Mickey Bay blew it up like a toad in a frying pan!
Well, yeah, okay. Dune, the remake, is coming out this week. Somebody's gonna have to let me know how that is, because I'm not gonna watch it, because I really didn't care for the original movie.
The books are better.
Yeah, I'll take your word for that. Indiana Jones 5 is delayed, like, a year, as are a few Marvel movies, supposedly.
Lame!
Guardians of the Galaxy 3 started filming.
Yay!
Universal Monsters teamed up with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles for a crossover toy of Raphael as Frankenstein for some reason.
Why? The two are so far removed, you know? That's like horror slashes and My Little Pony, you know?
Seriously, though? All right, look. That would at least be interesting, you know? And hey, there's still time to meme it up out there for Halloween, okay? Creatives, go! My Little Slasher Challenge!
Applejack as Leatherface. I'll go with Pinkie Pie as Freddy Krueger.
Why do you even know their names?
Although no, you know, that whole brony culture years ago was, you know, it was pretty big. It was rather invasive, you know?
Oh god, I hate you both. Anyway, speaking of crossovers, the game Ark is having a Zombieland and Men in Black limited time event, which makes absolutely no sense.
Wow, that's reaching, isn't it? It's just like, hey, this hasn't been licensed, let's use this!
Yep, we're at that stage of franchise de-evolution where every franchise crosses over with every other franchise, and it all becomes a messed up toy box of overexposed, broken playthings.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Yeah, I mean, he has a point there, mate. You know, it's like, personally,
I liked it when we weren't inundated by every franchise 24/7. You know, I mean, it's hard to get hyped about a new Star Wars anything if it's always in your face, you know?
Yeah, but, here we are.
They should have made more They Live stuff.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool. But, I mean, there's a few things out there, but that was one of those cult classics that didn't get overexposed, you know? And maybe we can all learn something from They Live.
That the world is run by evil conglomerates hell-bent on making us obey and consume?
Well, yes.
That Keith David is amazing, and Roddy Piper left us too soon.
Yeah.
Oh, that bubblegum is a super important asset in the 80s. You got violent in the 80s if you didn't have bubblegum.
Sure. Now, the thing is, movies like that became cult classics because it left people wanting more. Like Evil Dead, Big Trouble in Little China, In the Mouth of Madness, Scott Pilgrim, you know, and so on and so on. They didn't run the franchise into the ground. They did a thing, it was good, and then they had some cool merch things, but didn't flood the market. It was well balanced.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. It's like, leave them wanting more, rather than, oi, we've had enough, please take this away, thank you. Oh, that's the Star Wars effect, I'll tell you, Star Wars, I hate it now.
Yeah, that franchise retroactively killed anything good about the original films. Between Lucas messing with them and Disney churning out the series like a running tap. Yo, don't care about the Force anymore. Skywalkers, Vaders, Mauls, Obis, and Yodas. Put them all in the blender, hit liquefy, and feed it to the roaches at this point. I do not care about Star Wars. I did, now I don't. Thanks, Disney. You screwed it up.
At least Star Trek is still okay, right? Right?
Oh, God.
Doctor Who? Doctor Who is cool. Rick and Morty? Oh!
Can't we just have a good show or movie with a smaller merch hype imprint? I mean, come on! People are getting sick of things before they're even released. Games, movies, music, just pull back a bit. You're approaching merchandising like music production. You're all just maxing out your levels in the hopes of getting someone's attention, when all you need to do is let the music breathe. That's all. Give us some air, okay? We need to breathe.
Perry Air from Spaceballs. Oh, good to the last snort.
Oh my god. Alright, we're out. Thanks for putting up with this. If you like a franchise, maybe limit your exposure to it if possible. You'll appreciate it more.
And thanks again for the support.
Yeah, you know, oddly enough, speaking of that, right? We set up a TikTok reluctantly, okay? We have, like, I think 5 videos up there now. The last one got 150,000 views for some reason. That was the Gateway Meats episode. It's big. We cannot make money yet, but there is a possibility. So, everybody watching there at Foamy the Squirrel Official on TikTok, thank you. Seriously, because we're kind of getting sick of YouTube. Facebook doesn't give us anything. The podcast has been zero income since its inception. So, like, fan support there is super appreciated. If we can start monetizing there, at least we can start diversifying all the other stuff we're doing.
Oh, I'm sure we make tons of money on Newgrounds.
No, we don't.
Oh. Then why are we there?
Because certain episodes have been banned on certain platforms.
Oh. Okay. So, do I have to do a TikTok dance now?
No.
Should I do a TikTok dance now?
No. Maybe, I don't know, we'll put up some older content. I think videos on TikTok are like 3 minutes max, right? Yeah, we can kind of recut some old episodes and put them up there, but generally, the majority of our episodes are under 3 minutes. So, hey, if I gotta use TikTok as a backup that can actually make us money, whoop-de-doo, you know? Again, thanks. everyone, especially patrons, donators, tippers, whatever. Super appreciated. Again, wouldn't be around here for 20 years if it wasn't for the support of fans. Platforms don't support us, the fans do. Anyway, thanks for being here and listening. We out.
Later. I'm gonna do a TikTok dance, yeah.
No.